Tom and Loggy's Isolated. Isolated. Not Isolated. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, Thursday mornings we like to stop down and just take a moment to have a bit of a frank and open chat about mental health and what everyone's going through with the current situation with COVID-19. Lockdown is having effects on people that are both surprising, maybe things that people have never experienced before.
Yeah.
And it can be all very confusing, can't it?
Yeah, well, everything's changing. I mean, I know me as well. Little things like I, you know, get hugged from my partner every day, which is great, but I'm a hugging gal. So I miss that. I miss that connection with people and stuff. And also being at home and sometimes feeling like it's just home and work has been really tough on people as well.
Yeah.
So we have to remember, though, that we are not alone. And we're all here and we're all a loving community. So just lean on your community members when you can.
Spot on.
We have been getting on experts each and every week from different fields, which has been awesome. And today we welcome in Julia Hogarth, who is a meditation and mindset specialist. She's a life coach and she's going to help us find our zen a little bit. Morning, Julia.
Hey, hey. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So you guys are looking at each other through Google Hangouts.
Yes, we are. Beautiful, yeah. Julia. I can feel your energy already, your lovely energy. Thanks so much for being on the show. You, I mean, meditation, mindset, that's your bag, baby, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my huge obsession. I'm a meditation teacher, but anything mindset, mindfulness, it's my jam. So I'm so ready to talk about this.
Yeah, excellent.
Tom and Loggy's Isolated. Isolated. Not Isolated. On K-Rock 955.
Talking mental health on a Thursday morning in COVID-19 age, isolating, not isolated. We want people to know that they are not alone and we want to give them some tips, talk to some experts. And on the show this morning, joining us is Julia Hogarth. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
You are a mindfulness expert. You do meditation classes. You also got a podcast. You're a woman who has many, many talents. But I would like to ask you personally, we're taking calls and we're getting people to message through on socials, which we're getting a good response. But I want to know personally, mindfulness, can you just explain that to me? Because I see it everywhere. I see it thrown around, but I don't actually know what it means.
So I feel like everyone has an awesome understanding these days about what meditation is, you know, getting still, doing mantras, kind of sitting in stillness. But the mindfulness part is, yes, yeah, something that's can be quite confusing. And I think I'm going to explain what it is for me, but in simple terms, being mindful is when you're 100% in what you're doing. You're not thinking about what happened yesterday. You're not planning your shopping list. You're like 100% in your body and present with what you're doing. So mindfulness practices doesn't have to be meditating. I like mindfulness can be if you're surfing, if you're out in nature, if you're doing star jumps in your backyard, like anything where you're fully in it, that is a mindfulness practice.
Okay, because I think people think meditation, they think like people omming and doing it nude under the moon or whatever. And yeah, that's great. And it's a full moon, isn't it, tonight? So it's like a big full moon. So people like Julia and I will be getting out our crystals and all that sort of stuff. That's great. But meditation is so much more than that, isn't it, Julia? Like there's so many different ways that you can do it.
Totally. And I'm a bit of a rebel meditation teacher in that I know that meditation isn't the thing for everyone. And so I encourage anything that's mindfulness. I kind of class that as meditation, even though my teachers would be horrified to hear that. And also awkwardly, I do meditate under the full moon.
Yeah.
Not naked, but yeah.
No, it's the best. Get around it.
Okay. I've just popped back in, guys. I was out of the studio for that whole bit. I just, nothing to do with me. Okay. So, and you mentioned mantras before. So when you're meditating, it's not just om, you are actually, are you rolling out a bit of who put the bup in the bup, shabup, shabup, who put the ram in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Is that?
Well, that's what I'll be using tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
You're welcome. So can you explain the mantras a little bit, just briefly?
Yeah, so there's the classic ones like om, but Most mornings I'm doing mantras, and they're kind of more like affirmations. So they're super positive statements that I'm saying over and over. Something that I love is in meditation is, and what I feel like I teach people is helping them kick that negative Nelly voice to the curb, basically that voice that tells you, you know, that you're not good enough or that you suck, or, you know, that voice that's always putting you down.
That
is something that I love to teach in meditation, because I want it to feel good. And so a lot of the time what I teach people are affirmations or mantras that are kind of reprogramming that brain pathway and kind of renegotiating that relationship with the negative Nelly voice.
Do you know what I use? And okay, you can laugh, but in Rogue One, the Star Wars movie, the guy that can't see, he says, "I am one with the Force, and the Force is one with me." Right? Sometimes to really, you know, I might be walking into work in the morning and I'm like, I'm the force is with me.
Okay. Mate, no judgment. This is
whatever works.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
That's great. And I think people will be surprised as to the power of those positive statements, and just tying it back to COVID-19, people who aren't feeling great about what's happening in their own life or what's happening in the world even, and feeling a little bit down and negative and uncertain. You can really turn your mindset around just by rolling out some of that positivity. Yeah.
Totally. And I think something that I have spoken to a lot of clients about recently is that feeling of being unsafe. Mm. And I think meditation and mindfulness can really, you know, I've had a statement that I've been using in my practices, which is like, I think there's a lot of toxic positivity around saying, you know, don't get stressed. It raises your cortisol levels and, you know, makes you susceptible to illness and disease. But I think what's important right now is that it's safe to feel all the feels that are happening through this COVID stuff, because it's really, really heavy. So I've been using mantras like, it's safe to feel how I feel right now. It's safe to express that right now. I think people, there's a lot of scope for using that kind of stuff, as you said, Tom, to kind of switch that mindset a little.
Yeah, that's such a good point. You're right, because it's like, come on, guys, be positive. But having feelings of not being positive are also feelings that all of us share. So that's why we're doing this, Tom.
Certainly is. We are Isolating, Not Isolated, joined by meditation and mindfulness expert Julia Hogarth. She's also a Geelong girl who's doing us very proud around the world. We're opening it to questions.
We've got Sarah in Norlane here who sent us through a message on Facebook. I'm a mum of four and I feel like there's no space in the house that feels like it's mine. How can I make a space that's just for me?
I love this question. It's delicious. I am a mum of a four-year-old, and lots of my clients have this exact problem, and I fully resonate with it. And I think there's two things I want to say here. One, get the kids involved in meditation, even if it's literally you got them to sit down, cross their legs and close their eyes for one split second. That is like bringing the practice into the household with the kids. They know what it is. It becomes part of their, you know, vernacular. It becomes something that is natural in the house. But in terms of a space, I really like to teach a process that's sort of like clearing the space of physical things. So making even just a little corner in your house that feels spacious and delicious. And without sounding too witchy, I like to set up like a mini altar, which is like things that make meditating feel beautiful to you. So it might be, you know, your favorite blankie, your essential oils, your, you know, some nice music or a crystal. Something, anything can be just one thing that makes it feel like a ritual and makes it feel delicious for you.
Yeah, that's a really good tip, because some people feel like, you know, you might have a whole house, but you've literally got not even the toilet that is safe from the kids. Like,
Yeah. Take a crystal into the toilet, whatever.
Just don't drop it in. Gosh, you never get that back. We've got a message here from Julian Bannockburn. She says that she has been stuck at home for weeks now and that she is really struggling to find motivation because basically everything she's known routine-wise has gone out the window. And what are some good ways to really spark or light that inner spark is how she's written it?
I love that question. And I think something that I have been concentrating on during this time is actually being, I mean, we all go around in our day-to-day lives and do things without thinking because we've always done them. So I feel like this is a space where we can get super intentional about our day and what we want to do in our day. And whether it's adding meditation or going for a walk every morning, humans thrive on routine. We know this. Just bringing in intentional things that you know are going to fill your cup and not take from it.
Yeah, it's really good advice because you're so right. Sometimes it can be so hard to walk out the door, but then once you get out there, you're like, yep. Oh, this feels so good to be out breathing some fresh air, doing that essential exercise.
Sometimes you lose sight though of what actually does fill your cup and you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't even know where to, I don't know what to do anymore that I will like, you know. Does that sound weird?
No, I had this year, this is a personal anecdote, but I had this year about 4 years ago that I called hashtag the year of Jules.
Yeah.
Where I basically did anything that I was always saying that I wanted to do. So like one day I'll do this, one day I'll do that. And I spent almost a whole year doing the things that I'd always wanted to do, never had the time to. And that's when I started learning about what are the things that do fill my cup or do take away from me.
Yeah.
And I think right now in this COVID time, we're realizing what we miss in our normal lives and also what we don't miss.
Yeah.
Those are the things that take from us, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. There might be a few people that you haven't seen in a while that you're now like, oh,
maybe I'll just
keep myself in quarantine from those people for a while. Juliet, we could literally speak to you all day. You are a local gal, so people can find you locally. Where can we find you and listen to your podcast?
Yes, I have a podcast called You School, which is all about knowing yourself more than ever before, because I really believe that that is one of the most powerful things you can do. So it's called You School. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can find me on the interwebs at juliahogarth.com. And I love to play on Instagram and it's julia.hogarth.
Mate, it's been amazing talking to you today. I feel like we've got a lot of tools for our backpack and the podcast is reportedly, I've not heard it myself, but I'm going to go and have a listen. You School, Y-O-U School is apparently very, very good and apparently we should all listen to it but also get our partners to listen to it. So
yeah.
Going to do that today. Thanks for your time and we might have to catch up with you again real soon if that's okay.
Thank you so much, guys.
No worries.
Awesome.
And Isolating, Not Isolated, we'll return next Thursday. If you have any subjects that you would like to hear covered, you want us to maybe get an expert in to talk about, please let us know. Carrock Geelong on Instagram and Facebook.